So you thought this Jewish opposition to Zionism was only a recent phenomenon? Think again, because we take you back, not to the 2000s nor the 1900s, but all the way back to the 1800s to dig up staunch Zionist opposition from Judaism's rabbinical clergy themselves, who have opposed Zionism for centuries. The following are Jewish rabbis who considered Zionism as the open enemy of Judaism, warning not only Jews, but all people to stay as far away as possible from Zionism. The list is intriguing, but we don't have much time left. The season's almost finished, so keep up with the pace, because we're speeding up and we're not gonna slow down, showing you the rabbis fighting Zionism. Rabbi Yechiel Michael Epstein, Rabbi of Novhardok, Russia. Anyone who fears God should flee from the Zionists and the Mizrachis as one flees from fire. Rabbi Shmuel Salant, Chief Rabbi of Jerusalem. Jerusalem greeted Herzl appropriately, excommunicated and ostracized, and he was compelled to sit alone during his entire stay in Jerusalem. This was after a strict warning was issued by the Rabbi of Jerusalem, Rabbi Shmuel Salant, that no one should draw near to him or give him a place in the Jewish area of Jerusalem. Rabbi Yosef Meyer Weiss, Rabbi of Spinka, Hungary. I ask my brethren, separate yourselves from the tents of the Zionists and do not touch their movement, lest you perish through all their sins. Rabbi Abraham, Shokachov, Poland, author of Avnei Nezer. All the spreaders of sin who have arisen in the Jewish people have not succeeded to the degree that the group calling itself Zionists has succeeded. They have led the masses away from the faith and made them complete deniers of all principles of Jewish faith. Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Gottlieb, Rabbi of Miskolc, Hungary. Worse than all of the above is Zionism and their shekels that they give to strengthen the sinners in Jerusalem who anger God in his palace and his city. Satan himself disguises himself at the head of the Zionist organization. Rabbi Yitzchak Dov Koppelman, head of the yeshiva in Lucerne, Switzerland. When a Jew comes to the Zionist state from Russia or Spain or wherever else Jews were scattered, his last spark of Judaism is immediately extinguished. Those evil ones have established a factory to do away with religion, unparalleled since we became a people. Rabbi Shalom Dovber Schneerson, Rabbi of Lubavitch, Russia. Those who assist these Zionists will pay on the Day of Judgment, for they are abetting those who cause the masses to sin. Therefore, whoever is for God and his Torah will not join the evildoers and will not extend his hand to them. On the contrary, he will oppose them as much as possible. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Greenwald, Rabbi of Zelem, Hungary. Once a reporter from a Zionist newspaper came and spoke to him and asked him, "What do you say about the Jewish state?" The rabbi replied, "It is not Jewish and it is not a state. It is a misfortune upon the head of the Jewish people." Rabbi Yisachar Dov Rokiech, Rabbi of Belza, Poland. Every Jew, when saying the prayer against heretics, must have in mind the Zionists and Mizrachists. Rabbi Yaakov Yecheskel Greenwald, Rabbi of Pupa, Hungary. The most bitter exile is when we are in exile under heretical Jews who deny the Holy Torah, as we see in this generation under the group called Zionists. Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum, Rabbi of Satmar, Hungary, later Rabbi of Palestine. Regarding the prohibition on the elections, after much study and consideration, I have reached the legal conclusion that their Knesset is a place of heresy, idolatry, immorality, and murder, and anyone who joins it is a partner in everything they do. Rabbi Meir Simcha Hakohain, Rabbi of Dvinsk, Latvia. I cannot utter with my lips nor write down what is in my heart concerning these unstable people. We should pay no attention to Herzl, because this Zionist vision is driving, God forbid, Israel to destruction. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Hakohain, author of Chovetz Chaim. The Zionists are the dead limbs of our people, which cause the entire body to rot. Who are these fellow Zionist Jews of ours? They are Hellenizers, not Jews at all. They do all in their power to estrange themselves from us, and they hate us. Rabbi Chaim Shaul Duick, leader of the Sephardic Kabbalists of Jerusalem. This is how the Zionists succeed in capturing the religious, by means of the Mizrahi, who disguise themselves as rescuers of the Torah, when in truth it is they who are the destroyers and damagers of the path of the Torah. May God spare us from them. Rabbi Yisrael Hager, Rabbi of Vichnitz, Romania. Satan is constantly changing his disguise and sending his agents to entrap the Jewish masses in his net, so that they throw the yoke of the Torah off their necks. The names of these agents change every few generations. Today they are called Zionists. Rabbi Chaim Elazar Shapiro, Rabbi of Munkacs, Hungary. We watch these Zionist colonialists with tears in our eyes, for unfortunately they are fulfilling the verse, "And you came and defiled my land." They are destroying the Holy Land and causing those who live there to sin. If we had the power, we would make prohibitions and pass decrees to get rid of these sinners, for they embitter the spirit of all who are righteous and God-fearing, both in the Holy Land and elsewhere. Rabbi Raphael Bloom. It has been some time since the greatest rabbis, leaders of the fight against Zionism, have passed away. They have left our generation, unfortunately, without a window to let in the light of truth. Therefore, we must strengthen ourselves, not weaken in our battle, and not sit with folded hands and laziness, but rather raise our voices constantly against all the sins of the Zionists. Rabbi Eliezer Suzia, Portugal, Rabbi of Skolin, Romania. God forbid for our people to participate in the Knesset, which is full of arrogant heretics. It is incumbent on the great rabbis and Torah scholars to show in this manner that under no circumstances will we recognize a government of heretics in the Holy Land. We will not take part in a gathering of traitors. Rabbi Hillel Lichtenstein, Rabbi of Kranza, Hungary. It is an obligation for every God-fearing Jew to fight against the Zionists in any way possible, to publicize their abominations and to inculcate into our children's heart to hate them and stay away from them. They must tell the Zionist idol, "Go away, defiled one." Rabbi Joel Teitelbaum. Woe to us that such a thing has happened in our time, that there are people calling themselves Jews who are joyful over the Zionist flag that is against the will of the Creator. We must make all efforts to make known to all the nations that the Zionists are not the representatives of the Jewish people, and that observant Jews have no connection with them. We must make this known even at the risk of our lives. Rabbi Abraham Yosef Greenwald, Rabbi of Ungvar, Ukraine. The plague began, unfortunately, with the false beliefs of Zionism. In all who lean toward them, one can recognize a bit of heresy. Therefore, for God's sake, keep yourselves and your children far away from their path. Guard your footsteps from contact with them, for they are poisonous. Heresy is hidden in their doctrine. Rabbi Mordecai Chaim Slonimer, Slonimer, Rabbi of Tiberias, Palestine. This Knesset building is a house of sinful lawmaking. To our great pain, it has become a place of horrifying blasphemy. They stand up against God and His Messiah. Just to hear it makes our souls weep. Rabbi Yeshaya Asher Zelig Margolius, Jerusalem. Unfortunately, Satan was victorious and he founded a state of hell, Zionist Israel. Rabbi Charles Brach, Rabbi of Kaszow, Hungary. Since the dawn of the Zionist movement, suffering has not ceased to exist in the world. For a believer, it is no surprise that the Zionists are the same as the heretics at the time of the destruction of the temple. Divine judgment has been unleashed on the entire world. Rabbi Abraham Eli Melich Perlow, Rabbi of Karlin, Russia. Zionists and Mizrachists, there's nothing to talk about. They are the Satan himself. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Ahrenreich, Rabbi of Simlau, Hungary. God forbid to support the Zionists, for they have brought all this upon us. And I adjure you, God forbid to donate even one penny to those heretics and wicked Jews, by whose hands many innocent souls have been killed. Rabbi Amram Blau, leader of Neturei Karta, Jerusalem. Religious Jewry hates Zionism more than all its enemies. Rabbi Dovid Baharan, Jerusalem. Fight hard and be strong in the battle against the Zionists and the pro-Zionist Nationalist Council, which has risen up against us and against the Holy Torah. We must specifically fight their latest sins, in which they take precious souls, refugee children from Poland or Yemen, orphaned of both father and mother, and force them to abandon their faith. Wage a bold war with them, and God forbid to come to an agreement with them. In this episode, we didn't pause for a single minute, trying to show you the rabbis throughout the past centuries whom considered Zionism the work of the devil, and the Zionists and Mizrachis as heretics and apostates working against the will of God. In case you thought these quotes were all we could dig up, think again, because this was just the tip of the iceberg. Respecting our viewers' valuable time, we didn't even bring all the rabbi quotes which we collected. So for our full list of rabbis fighting Zionism and a treasure trove of their unbelievable quotes, visit our website. Stay tuned and don't miss our next episode, where we bring you what you all have been waiting for, the grand finale of Judaism fighting Zionism.